personal experience, isn't it?
Experiencia personal,
you.
¿Sí?
Yeah.
Sí.
It's very intimate and it's beautiful. It's you and the Lord.
Y hermoso.
Let's sing that last verse.
Vamos
I worship
cantar
you.
Ese último versículo.
I worship you. We come into your presence,
venimos a tu presencia, oh Señor,
in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
En el precioso nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
We'd like to meet with you, Lord,
nos gustaría encontrarnos contigo,
under
Señor,
the blood of your Son,
bajo la sangre de tu Hijo,
our Lord
nuestro
Jesus,
Señor Jesús,
who is the only sacrifice that you could accept for us.
Quien es el único sacrificio que tú podías aceptar por nosotros.
But we know that you did. Because you sent him back down in the form of the Holy Spirit
y el Espíritu Santo
on the day of Pentecost
en el día del Pentecostés
and ever since
y desde entonces,
to as many as the Lord will call.
Tantos que el Señor llame.
And we thank you because you're still calling, Lord.
Y te estamos agradecidos porque tú aún estás llamando.
So we want to just sit with you.
Queremos sentarnos contigo.
We want to just behold your beauty, as
tan
David
solo mirar tu belleza,
said. And we'd like to inquire in your temple.
Nos gustaría pedir en tu templo.
And that's why we have a lot of things, Lord, in our hearts.
Porque tenemos muchas cosas en nuestros corazones, Señor.
Things that we'd like to inquire, show
cosas que
us.
Nos gustaría
open your
pedir, preguntar, abre tu palabra.
As written in the Psalms, Lord.
Como está escrito en los Salmos, Señor.
Quicken your word to us.
Vivifica tu palabra a nosotros.
But also quicken us to your word.
Pero también vivifícanos a tu palabra.
So that's our prayer this morning.
Esa es nuestra oración en esta mañana.
With that, that
con
you
eso, que tú
have the preeminence
tengas la preeminencia
here
aquí,
in every heart,
en cada corazón,
in mine, in
en
every
mío,
listener.
Los escuchan.
Get me out of your way, Lord.
Quítame de tu camino, Señor.
Speak to your children.
Háblale a tus hijos.
Meet them where they're at, Lord.
Encuéntrate con ellos donde ellos se encuentren, Señor.
Bring us each one higher.
Y trae a cada uno más arriba, más alto.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
For your glory.
Para tu gloria.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks. You may be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
Surprised to see this many people here.
Sorprendido de mirar
holiday weekend.
De gente aquí.
Everybody will be out. Nice to have Brother Russ back with us for a while.
Bueno tener hermano Russ de regreso con nosotros.
John's with us again. God bless you, Brother John.
Juan está con nosotros una vez más. Dios
Brother
bendiga,
Randy, yo. Nice to see you. God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.
Fabio and Myra, why? Goodness, the Carlins.
Dios mío.
What a day.
Qué día.
Amazing.
Sublime.
Sister Ann, God bless you. Nice to see you. I got so many things.
Tengo tantas cosas.
And I have so many sermons I never finished. And
y muchos sermones que nunca terminé.
Then I go to the Lord during the week and he just
voy
keeps
al Señor a través de
la adding and showing more. And
semana y me muestra más.
But
pero
I'd like to take just a minute to speak to the young people again.
Me gustaría hablarle a la gente joven, tomando un momento.
I know.
Yo sé.
So many of you are in that
high
school age and even getting into college and things like that.
Entrando a la universidad y cosas así.
And because I heard these things from my kids when they were that age.
Escuché estas cosas de mis hijos cuando tenían esa edad, ¿sabes?
So we said people go to church and everybody sees their church
miramos
face.
que todos la gente va a la iglesia y todos miran la cara de la iglesia.
And in their minds they call them plastic smiles,
y
you know,
en su something. Mente ellos les llaman sonrisas de plástico o algo.
And they don't see the battles we go through.
Y ellos realmente no miran las batallas por las cuales nosotros so pasamos a través de.
I mentioned one Sunday that well, if you could see me.
Un domingo bueno si tú me pudieras mirar.
Bruised, bloody mess.
Toda herida, todo este
fighting.
Enredo, sangriento, peleando.
Because there's a lot to fight in this
porque hay mucho que pelear.
And we know that the devil.
Y sabemos que el diablo.
Isn't giving up, is he?
No se está rindiendo, ¿correcto?
But.
Pero.
There's something
hay algo
in our fighting through
en nuestra pelea atrapasando a través de
that he's trying to bring us through
a lo cual él nos está tratando de
and we talk about it all the time
y hablamos acerca de eso todo el tiempo
but I just want to point blank especially
apuntar,
for the young people
especialmente por la gente joven
well parents too actually
padres también lo hacen de hecho
how we present the word of God.
¿Cómo presentamos la palabra de Dios?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
You know, we can present it as a shovel or an axe, okay?
Podemos presentarlo como de cierta manera con un hacha y
okay.
Una
the axe is laid to the root of the tree, is that true?
Y las hachas
okay.
Llegan hasta la raíz.
So you can also as we've
usted
heard many over the years use it as a shovel or use it as a rake, you know?
Usarlo so, como una paleta de esas para recoger.
Well, you can't
una pala.
Capitalize on one of those and stick to it because
usted
they're
no
all valid, right?
Todo en esa manera,
but through
todo
that all, one thing that we all have to know.
Okay,
it's Psalm 118, verse 6. We read it a
Salmo
few weeks
18, ago. Versículo 6.
God is for us.
Dios es por nosotros.
Okay, now.
Ahora.
In the message,
en el mensaje,
it can be presented
puede ser presentado
in so many ways.
En tantas maneras,
okay?
¿Está bien?
That I know what I grew up spiritually
yo sé
under,
que cuando, donde yo crecí espiritualmente,
which I don't want to get into, you all know anyway. Nothing's for you.
Nada es por usted.
Okay. God did everything and he stuck with the prophet and that's it.
Dios hizo todo y se quedó en el profeta y eso es todo.
So if the young people are
si
thinking,
gente joven está
what,
pensando,
what is, I could just ask you, you know.
Puedo preguntar, ¿sabes?
And I won't because it'll
no.
Terrify you and put you on
porque lo va a dar
fainting
terror
mode.
Y lo va a poner en cierta manera.
But I can say, for instance, Lilia, what's the message?
Pero puedo hacer, Lilia, ¿qué es el mensaje?
Yeah, that, see?
¿Ves?
Natalie, what's the message?
No. ¿Qué es el mensaje, Natalie? ¿Sabes?
Well,
bueno,
so to a lot of people, for young people,
tanto por mucha gente, gente joven,
it's, well, I can't and we can't, and there's rules and notes and
bueno,
restrictions.
Son reglas,
and,
notas, restricciones.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And if you don't get past that,
si usted no pasa eso,
there's a reason in COD to
hay una
dress godly.
Razón para conductor de mi doctrina.
There's a reason to not cut your hair.
Hay una razón para no cortar tu cabello.
You have no idea what is going on in the spiritual realm.
Tú no tienes idea lo que está pasando en el campo espiritual.
That those things are protections over us.
Que esas cosas son protecciones sobre nosotros.
And putting us in a position where the Spirit of God can truly reach us.
Poniéndonos
okay.
En una posición donde realmente el Espíritu de Dios nos puede alcanzar.
In a way,
en cierta manera
the ABCs might be called
ABC,
channel openers. Really?
Channels?
Stop and think about that.
Canales. Padre, piensa acerca de
places
eso.
Where the Holy Spirit can come in, they're all necessary.
Los
they're all there.
Santo puede venir. Todos son necesarios.
Totally.
Totalmente.
Us to him, him to us. So.
But
if that's all we see,
si eso es todo lo que
that'll
miramos,
wear itself out quickly and we have
eso
to keep moving.
Borrará y muy
okay.
Pronto vamos a seguir moviéndonos.
So then you go to other places.
Entonces va usted a otros lugares.
Well, there's this thing
hay esta cosa
that we have to recognize in the human condition.
Que tenemos que reconocer en la condición humana.
And I mentioned this one time.
Mencionó esto una vez.
In a Dale Carnegie sales course that I took out in South Dakota.
En un curso que yo tomé en el sur de Dakota.
Every human, when you go into sales, you have to recognize
ventas,
they have one thing in their mind.
Usted tiene que conocer una cosa en su mente.
What's in it for me?
¿Qué hay para mí?
And when I heard that the first time
eso,
at that meeting, I was so repulsed.
En ese lugar estaba tan
no, we're
asqueado.
Christians. We don't live that way.
No vivimos de esa manera. Tú tal vez.
But then you look at the human condition.
Bueno, entonces te miras en la condición humana.
And is that right, brother Russ?
¿Es eso correcto, hermano?
What's in it for me?
¿Qué hay para mí?
Well,
bueno,
I think I mentioned to you,
creo que le mencioné
along
a usted,
with these thoughts,
juntamente con estos pensamientos,
that we had a brother out in South Dakota.
Teníamos un hermano en el sur de Dakota.
And
y
being raised,
siendo,
I think, spiritually speaking,
creo que espiritualmente hablando,
at the University of Legalism, you know.
En la iglesia de la Universidad del Legalismo.
So this brother,
so este hermano,
when he would say, what is this message?
Él diría, ¿qué es este mensaje?
He said, it's like
como
going over to Africa,
yendo a África,
where people are hungry and don't have much to eat.
Donde la gente tiene hambre y no tiene mucho que
and
comer.
Say, in America we eat steaks.
Y decir que en América comemos bisteces.
It's like going to the people.
Es como ir a la gente.
Here and say, well,
aquí, decir, bueno,
I'm sorry you're eating ants and grasshoppers and
lo siento que estás comiendo
rice and bread
tipo
and that's
cosas,
it.
Grillos,
but the prophet ate
arroz,
steaks, but you can't have them.
Pero dice también, pero tú no puedes
okay.
tenerlos.
So
entonces,
that is the place.
Ese es el lugar.
Now, I realize I keep telling you guys I'm a late bloomer and I'm thick-headed. And
yo crezco muy tarde, florezco muy
if you can get through to me, you can get through to anybody really easy. So, kids,
si usted puede pasar sobre de mí, entonces,
you have a lot of hope ahead of you.
Entonces, niños, you know. Tienen mucha esperanza.
So,
entonces,
when I would read the message for years,
leería el mensaje por años.
Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado.
All I would see
todo lo que yo miraba,
is all the wonderful things that God did in this day through his prophet, but don't you think you can have any of it, okay?
Profetas, pero no pienses que tú puedes hacerlo, puedes tenerlo.
And it's just recently
y es tan solo recientemente
that I'm seeing the whole purpose
mirando
of the mystery is what God wants to do for us.
Es lo que Dios hizo por nosotros.
Okay, so kids, what I want to
so
tell
niños,
you,
lo que yo les quiero decir
what
a ustedes,
do you see? What is the message to
que tú miras, que es el mensaje
parents,
para ti.
Help them out.
Ayúdenlos, padres.
Okay, help them.
Ayúdenlos.
The whole New Testament, Brother Branham says, speaks of this hour,
Branham,
what God is
dice,
doing, right?
Habla de este, de esta hora,
okay,
Dios con
and
nosotros.
He's for you, number
y él
one.
Y es por ti, número uno.
Number two,
número dos,
the whole thing is
toda la cosa es,
the whole definition of the word redemption.
Toda la definición de la
okay.
palabra redención.
We were taught earlier in our lives that redemption
enseñándonos vida temprana que redención
happened at Calvary.
Aconteció en el Calvario.
It did. It
y
was
lo
paid
hizo.
For.
Fue pagando
but
por
the
ello.
Work of redemption
pero la obra de redención
just started there. So now, the beginning
ahora,
of the ending of that
el
work.
Principio del final de esa palabra.
Well, now we got a prophet
pero
vindicated.
Ahora tenemos un profeta vindicado,
and he told us
y él dijo,
it's in two places
que está en los
that I've seen.
Lugares que he mirado.
Christ the mystery.
Cristo el misterio.
He said, now,
ahora dice,
he's talking about redemption. He says, now redemption is going on.
Ahora redención está pasando.
Then he makes this comment, now do you see why the seals are open? Now do you see
ahora
those
que los sellos
seals,
están
right?
Abiertos. Ahora miras esos sellos abiertos.
Well,
bueno,
then in the message,
bueno, entonces,
souls in prison,
en el mensaje, almas encarceladas,
he says, why didn't he redeem for 2,000 years ago?
¿Por qué no redimió
why didn't he redeem?
¿Por qué no redimió?
And he makes another one 40 years ago.
Y hace otro 40 años atrás,
right?
¿Correcto?
Well, think about that.
¿Piensas de
since the
eso?
Seals have been open to us.
Han sido abiertos a nosotros.
He refers to it as the redemption.
Él se refiere a eso como la redención.
So, Isabel, Eliana, Sophie.
Isabel, Eliana, Sophie.
Lilia.
Lilia.
Natalie.
Natalie.
Emma.
Emma.
All you young people.
Todos ustedes, gente joven.
God is for you.
Dios es por ustedes.
And you have to know in this stage of your life, if you just say, oh, this message is binding me and keeping me under rules, God wants to do something for you that to redeem you back.
Para redimirte de regreso.
You are not to be ruled over
tú no tienes que ser, gobernada
by the things of this life.
Por las cosas de esta vida.
But you were created by your Heavenly Father to rule over them, to become a kingdom of kings and priests. Kings rule over. Rule over your physical passions, over everything. But the Spirit of God in you is so strong that He will help you to become what He designed you to be. And that takes us back to Genesis. So everything He wants to do for you is restore you. Does that make sense, Eliana? To restore you. Back to what Adam was.
Hey,
you know, Sophie, this world is yours.
¿Sabes qué, Sofía? Este mundo es
Isn't that what the prophet, the Bible speak of that?
No, lo que la Biblia habla acerca
possessing
de...
all things yet having nothing, right?
Sin esas cosas, no tienes nada,
okay, correcto. The meek shall inherit the earth, right?
Sí, el manso hereda
Who's
la tierra.
Who does it belong to?
¿A quién le pertenece?
You.
A ti.
What's he bringing you to do?
¿Qué te está trayendo a hacer?
Making you mature enough in him.
Madurándote en él.
Having his character
teniendo
that he can
carácter,
trust you
para que él pueda
to rule it over in
para
love.
Que tú gobiernes sobre.
So all of these things,
todas estas cosas,
if I can help you, one thing,
si
go
una
help
cosa,
your children
vaya,
go beyond.
Ayude a sus hijos, vaya más allá.
You can't, you do.
Usted lo que pueda, lo que usted haga.
To look at the deep love of the Lord God.
Mire el amor profundo de Dios.
Look to what He has for
Mire
you.
Lo que tiene
look
para
at
ti.
What He wants to bring
Mira
you
lo que
to.
Que, a donde él te quiere traer.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
Now I'm going to... Let's go to a few scriptures and we'll
Vamos
take
a
that as a text if you'd stand with me.
Como texto, si usted se puede parar conmigo.
So familiar.
Tan familiar.
Ephesians chapter 1, and we're just going to read verses 8 through 12.
Ephesians 1. Del 8 al 12.
Okay. Because of He predestinated in His plan before the world for you, wherein He hath abounded toward us in wisdom, all wisdom and prudence. Okay, that word prudence in the Greek is really understanding. He's given us an understanding. Okay, having made known unto us the mystery of His will,
dándonos a conocer el misterio de su voluntad.
According to His good pleasure,
según su beneplácito,
which He purposed in Himself.
El cual se había propuesto en sí mismo.
Here's that wonderful verse.
Ahí está ese maravilloso
number
versículo,
10.
Número
Would you read
10?
It out loud with me?
Conmigo?
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth,
de reunir
even
todas las
in
cosas
him.
En Cristo en la dispensación del cumplimiento de los tiempos, así las cual, en, los cuales están en los cielos como las que están en la tierra.
Okay, let's read 11 together.
Vamos a leer 11 juntos.
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who works all things after the counsel of His own will.
En él asimismo tuvimos herencia, habiendo sido predestinados conforme al propósito del que hace todas las cosas según el designio de su voluntad.
Verse 12.
Versículo 12.
That we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ.
A fin de que seamos para la alabanza de su gloria, nosotros los que primeramente esperábamos en Cristo.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias. Pueden sentar.
So,
entonces,
Lilia, what is the message?
¿Qué es el mensaje, Lilia?
Verse 12,
versículo 12,
that you, Lilia,
tú, Lilia,
Sophie,
Sofía,
Eliana,
Eliana,
Isabel,
Isabel,
Levi, Hosanna, Isaac,
Hosanna, Isaiah,
yeah. Tiffany, Luke,
Stephanie, Lucas,
yeah,
sí.
Timothy,
Timothy, Mateo,
Natalie,
Natalie,
Hope,
Esperanza,
who did I leave out? Hope not, buddy. Oh, yes, Miley. God bless you, honey.
Dios te bendiga, querida.
Okay, that you should be
que tú serás
to the praise of his glory.
Para la alabanza de su gloria.
What does that mean, Derek?
¿Qué significa eso, Derek?
That we should be to the praise of his glory.
Que seremos para la alabanza de su gloria.
Okay? Everything that he's doing in us and everything that he designed in us is to bring glory to his name. And you in him is the best praise you could ever give him. It's so much better than a good song service or a worship service. If you want to bring glory to the Lord, let him work his work inside of you. Can I say it in this way, kids? Let him work his work of love in you. Let him work his work of redemption in you. That you should be to the praise of his glory because you are the ones that first trusted in Christ. And here, in verse 10, we've read it in the Weiss translation so many times, and I never get tired of this, because here, in the Scripture, Ephesians 1:10, right there in the Greek, 9 and 10, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to that which seemed good to him, which good thing he purposed in himself with respect to the administration of the epochs of time. That's us. That's this time. That's what God designed you to live in.
Okay?
To bring back. That's redeem. Bring back again to their original state.
Al estado original,
all things in Christ.
Todas las cosas en Cristo.
That's the whole message in one sentence. Do you know that?
En una oración.
That's the whole message right there.
Es todo el mensaje ahí.
That's why we love it. That's what we're here for.
Por eso que estamos aquí.
To bring us back to our
para
original state.
De regreso a nuestro estado original.
And that's also
y eso es también
the message of Christ, the mystery of God revealed
Cristo,
right there.
El
it's for
revelado.
Us.
Ahí.
Okay.
Es para nosotros. ¿Está bien?
So,
entonces,
here I have some quotes I would love to read.
Que me gustaría leer.
I'm not going to because I'm going to finish something that started 1st of April.
But
I was going to finish what I started last week. I have so many unfinished.
Tengo algo para terminar.
I want to get something over to us today.
Quiero traer algo a nosotros el
and that is why
y eso es por qué.
I am so hesitant, so stuck on kingdom, okay? How many years now?
¿Cuántos años ahora?
Kingdom men.
Hombres de reino.
With kingdom hearts.
Con corazones de corazón.
With kingdom faith.
Con fe de
with
reino.
Kingdom eyes.
Con ojos de reino.
That see only the word of God.
Solo la palabra de Dios.
Instead of anything that their physical eyes tell them, their senses tell them, their reasoning tells them. Okay? Abraham, his reasoning could have told him there's no way.
Su razonamiento le pudo haber dicho, no hay manera.
Same thing with Joshua.
La misma cosa con Josué.
It's a, you're in an impossible situation.
Esta es una situación imposible.
Right, Greg?
Correcto, Greg?
This is where we need to be. We need to be this kingdom people.
Necesitamos ser este gente de reino.
We go beyond senses.
Que vamos más allá de los sentidos.
We go beyond physical
que vamos
facts.
Más, de los hechos físicos.
Scientific facts.
Hechos científicos.
Are you with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
What scientific fact was in Abraham saying it's impossible?
Abraham dijo que era imposible.
What scientific fact
¿qué hecho científico
was in Noah that he had to deny?
Estaba en Noé que él tenía que negar.
What scientific facts
¿qué hechos científicos
were in Joshua?
En Josué.
There's no way.
Oh, que diría, no hay manera.
And I have said this countless times.
Esto muchas veces.
Did not God on purpose put Abraham in that situation? Did God not on purpose put Joshua in that situation? Did God not on purpose put Moses in that situation? Who do we think we are that we're going to be different?
¿Qué somos? Okay. ¿Qué vamos a hacer diferente? ¿Está bien?
So,
entonces,
when they had to bypass all scientific fact, all right, Sister Karen, all reasoning,
todo razonamiento,
and put themselves in a place I have nothing to stand on but the Word of God.
No se podían parar nada más que en la palabra de
Dios. And when every one of them came to that place,
y cuando cada uno de ellos
what
a ese
did they
lugar,
find about the Word of God?
¿Qué encontraron acerca de la palabra de Dios?
It's what we sing in that song.
Es lo que cantamos en ese canto.
Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh.
How does the chorus go?
¿Cómo el coro va?
You're more
tú eres
than
más que,
enough.
Tú eres más que
I love that.
Yo amo eso.
I love it. I love
amo,
it because it's exactly
es
the truth.
Exactamente la verdad.
When he takes everything
cuando
away from us
él quita todo de nosotros,
and strips everything away from us,
absolutamente quita
you
todo
find
usted.
The word is enough. That's
usted
all I need. I have him.
Que la palabra es suficiente.
But it's not the word
pero no es la palabra
in written form on a
en
page.
Forma escrita en una página.
It's the written word
la palabra escrita
that comes to life by the Spirit of God in your life.
De Dios en la vida de usted.
And there's the difference.
Y ahí está la diferencia.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
You with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
And the word has to come to life
y si la palabra tiene que llegar a
in
vida,
your life.
En la vida de usted,
that's the difference.
Esa es la diferencia.
That makes you become a
eso
victor,
lo hace que usted
not a victim.
A ser un victorioso, okay? No una víctima.
That makes you an overcomer,
eso lo hace usted un vencedor.
Not to be overcome.
No que sea usted un vencido.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
So that is the kingdom.
So ese es el reino.
This is kingdom people
este es una gente
with kingdom
reino,
hearts
con corazones
and
de
kingdom
reino.
Minds.
Y mentes de reino.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
That's why this is so important. It's
por eso
the,
esto es tan importante.
Like last week, it's,
es como la semana pasada.
It's the vehicle which all
es el vehículo
revelation es. Travels down is
donde
that
la
kingdom.
Revelación
if you're
viaja,
not in that kingdom,
si usted no está en ese reino,
nothing's going to go in advance, okay?
Nada va a ir.
So again,
una vez más,
what does the Spirit
¿qué hace el espíritu?
Of Babylon, Mystery Babylon.
Del misterio de Babilonia.
She sits on many waters.
Se siente en muchas aguas.
You don't have to interpret that.
Usted no tiene que interpretar eso.
Okay.
Está bien.
He interprets it himself.
Se interpreta ella misma.
What are the waters?
¿Qué son las aguas?
People.
Gente.
How does she sit on them?
¿Cómo ella se sienta sobre ellos?
She holds them down.
Ella los presiona hacia abajo.
Okay.
Está bien.
You can believe Jesus died for you.
Tú puedes creer Jesús.
But don't you ever think that you can become
pero
a son or a daughter of God?
Que tú puedes llegar a ser un hijo, una
right?
Hija de Dios, ¿correcto?
So the word become
so,
is what you've been sat on.
Llega a ser donde ella se sienta.
And it has sat on me for years.
Y se ha sentado en mí por años.
Okay. Está and bien. I'm finally breaking free from things that have
cuando
been holding me down.
He roto libre, he salido libre de
it's
eso,
a fight.
Espíritu de Dios. Es una pelea.
It's a battle.
Es una batalla.
Okay.
Está bien.
So I want to go to some things on the kingdom itself.
Cosas en el reino mismo.
Okay. Do you remember?
¿Recuerda usted?
We spent some time on Ephesians
pasamos
4.
Un tiempo en Efesios 4.
Okay. The attitude we need to have.
La actitud que necesitamos tener.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Bringing us into the unity of the faith.
Trayéndonos hacia la unidad de la fe.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Paul, in the people that he could teach in the Ephesian church.
En la gente que él puede enseñarles en la edad de Efesio.
He says, you can't, you have to be patient. You have to be long-suffering. You have to be kind.
Que ser paciente. Debes tener paciencia.
You have to be forgiving.
Tienes que ser perdonador.
So here's things every one
aquí
of us
cosas que cada uno de nosotros,
in our journey
en nuestra jornada
of overcoming,
de vencer,
in our journey of becoming,
de llegando a ser,
there are hindrances that hold us down that keep you from becoming.
Nos impiden de okay? Llegar a ser. Está bien.
And that's what some of those seals.
Lo que, algunos de esos sellos,
okay, so even thinking about the seal.
Aún pensando acerca del
first
señor,
horse rider.
El primer jinete.
I can look at that historically.
Puedo mirar a eso históricamente.
I can say historically.
Puedo decir históricamente.
Oh yes, this is what happened in the early churches.
Oh sí, esto es lo que pasó en la iglesia temprana.
Satan went about.
Satanás
disguised
ahí,
in all purity, going out to conquer.
Cubierto como con
Everybody
pureza.
Looks in that and
y
they say,
eso y dicen,
oh, that's Christ.
Oh, ese es Cristo.
The word is open in this day, said, no, that's Satan. That is Satan.
Ese es Satanás.
Okay, what's he doing?
¿Qué él está haciendo?
He has a religious spirit.
Tiene un espíritu religioso.
What's he doing?
¿Qué él está haciendo?
Conquering.
Conquistando.
Listen.
Escuche.
It was me realizing this is what happened to me.
Esto era yo dándome cuenta. Esto es lo que me
conquered
pasó
by
a, mí.
A religious spirit.
Conquistado por holding un espíritu religioso.
What is the red horse?
¿Qué es el jinete rojo?
I start killing people who don't agree with me.
Empecé a matar gente que no estaba de acuerdo conmigo.
You guys, come on, what happened in this message?
¿Qué le pasó a este mensaje?
Huh?
¿Eh?
What happened?
¿Qué pasó?
Murdering, isn't that what Brother Branham says?
Asesinando, ¿no? Eso es
you don't agree with
Branham
me?
Dice. ¿Tú no estás de acuerdo conmigo?
Murder their influence.
Su influencia matando.
It's that place of 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Es el lugar de 1 Corintios capítulo 3.
Where for decades it was, I am of Jenkins.
Oh, yo soy de,
I am of
Bisco. De tal. Yo soy de Bisco.
Oh, I hate Brother Bale.
Oh, yo de,
oh let's kill Bale. His influence.
Oh, vamos a matar su influencia.
Come on, you guys, was
piensen,
that the truth or not?
¿No es la verdad, o qué?
What did 1 Corinthians 3
¿qué
say?
1 Corintios 3
you're babies,
dice,
I can't teach you anything.
Son bebés, no puedo enseñarles.
True.
¿Verdad?
We had to get past that.
Tenemos que pasar eso.
Right.
¿Correcto?
Okay.
Está bien.
What's the black horse rider?
¿Qué es el jinete del caballo negro?
Scripture says.
La escritura dice.
Okay.
Está bien.
Buy the truth and sell it not.
¿Está bien?
Buy the truth and sell it not.
La verdad y no la vendas.
What happened?
¿Qué pasó?
Ministries got rich, wealthy.
Los ministros se enriquecieron.
Come on, you guys.
Piensen.
Okay.
Está bien.
What's the fourth horse rider?
¿Cuál es el cuarto
death.
Jinete?
What muerte. Happened? Spiritual
pasó?
Death.
Muerte espiritual.
We had to go through all of these tenemos things that were hindering us from becoming back to what God designed us to be.
Lo que Dios nos diseñó para hacer.
What's the fifth seal?
¿Cuál es el quinto sello?
Huh? Souls under the altar.
Almas bajo el altar.
What were they crying?
¿Por qué estaban
revenge.
Ellos clamando? Revancha.
Revenge for what?
Venganza. ¿Venganza
come
de
on,
qué?
I've mentioned this
mencioné esto.
So many times because it blows my mind.
Porque explota mi mente.
Who were these Jews?
¿Quién eran estos judíos?
Huh? What happened to them?
¿Qué les pasó a ellos?
Why are they crying revenge?
Porque están clamando venganza.
You have every reasonable excuse
cualquier excusa
to say revenge me.
Para decir, véngame.
The worst possible things in
la
humanity happened to them.
Que en su humanidad les aconteció a ellos.
And the prophet said that wasn't the bride because
esa no era la novia.
The bride
porque la novia,
would say what?
Diría que,
the worst possible
padre,
things
perdona,
that humanity could do to you
peores que la humanidad te puede hacer a ti.
Is a seal that would hold me back. If
es ese
I have to forgive everybody, everything, period. I don't care how hard
y perdonar,
or what happened.
Tan malo,
you with
lo
me?
Que sea, tenía yo que perdonarlos.
It's a seal.
Es un sello.
So here
so aquí
is where we started
es donde comenzamos,
in Ephesians chapter 4.
4.
Paul correcting the Ephesians.
Pablo
you got things against each other. Be long suffering. Be forbearing.
Paciencia. Tengan paciencia.
Don't hold these things.
No,
love one another.
Ámense el uno a los otros.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So then we went, he's building a house.
Entonces, fuimos ahí, él está edificando una casa.
So we went into 1 Chronicles 17.
Fuimos a 1 Crónicas 17.
If you remember David, oh, I want to build you a house.
¿Recuerda usted, David? Oh, quiero edificarte una casa.
The Lord said to, back to David.
El Señor le dijo de regreso,
oh, that's nice. I appreciate your
eso
heart.
Es bueno, te aprecio.
You're not going to build me one. I'm going to build
no
you
vas
one.
A hacer. Yo te voy a edificar una.
Oh, wow. So do you remember we went into that?
¿Recuerda
okay.
Que entramos eso?
You're not going to build me a house,
no me
physical,
vas a
but I'm going to build
física,
you a house,
a
lineage.
Una casa de linaje.
I'm going to build a place where
voy
I can be an inhabitant of your whole lineage.
Donde yo puedo ser un habitante ahí.
There's going to be a connection between me and all of your children.
Yo y todos tus hijos.
It's where my kingdom can go because I am, you will recognize me as king.
Tú me vas a reconocer como rey.
So that's where we went. There I'm trying to tie some things with you.
Ahí estoy tratando de atar unas cosas
from
ahí.
There we went to Hebrews 3.
Hebreos 3.
Again.
Una vez más.
Christ as a son over his own house,
Cristo como hijo sobre su propia casa,
whose house we are,
la cual casa somos nosotros,
if
si
we hold the confidence.
Sostenemos la confianza.
So then we spend a whole Sunday going back looking at the confidence.
Y miramos, okay? Unas semanas ahí
we have a lot to be confident in, don't we?
Tenemos mucho en qué confiar, ¿no es
until
así?
Somebody or some spirit comes and robs you of your confidence.
Viene y le roba a usted de su confianza.
All right? And say, oh, correcto. You shouldn't be confident. What do you have to be confident in? Look at you. You're a mess.
Eres un enredo. Right? Mírate. ¿De qué tienes confianza?
All right?
Está bien.
And that's where those religious spirits and everything are surrounding us.
Todos
that we have to fight
están
against
rodeando, están peleando en contra,
to allow the Lord to become in us what he wants us to become.
Podemos permitir al Señor que llegue a nosotros, en okay. nosotros, para que lleguemos a hacer lo que Él nos dice.
So we
hacer.
Took note,
so tomamos
again,
nota,
so many más, times, Hebrews 3,
veces, Hebreos 3,
who's, but Christ as a son over his own house.
Pero Cristo como cabeza de su propia casa.
Whose house we are.
Lo cual no somos nosotros.
Then there's that humongous word, if there.
Y esta palabra enorme, sí.
If we hold fast the confidence,
si mantenemos firme la
okay,
confianza,
we have so much to be confident. We spend a whole service
mucho de
there.
Que confiar. Pasamos mucho tiempo en
and
eso.
Then it says, today, if you will hear his voice.
Y dice, si oyeres hoy su voz.
So this voice is what's building the house.
Esta voz es lo que está edificando
this
la casa.
Voice that we hear is over the house.
Esta voz que escuchamos está sobre la casa.
Jesus is building his house.
Jesús está edificando su casa.
In a people.
En gente.
Who know his voice,
los cuales conocen su voz,
and hear his voice,
escuchan su voz,
and follow
y
his voice.
Su voz.
So,
entonces,
what is the house?
¿Qué es la casa?
This church,
esta iglesia,
this called out people,
esta gente llamada
we fuera, know it to be the mystical body of Jesus Christ
del Señor Jesucristo,
that has only one head,
que tiene solo una cabeza,
and that's the Lord Jesus,
y ese es el Señor Jesús,
in all things, over all things.
Y sobre todas las cosas, en todas las cosas.
You with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
So if I'm surrounded by giants, he's my head.
Si estoy rodeado por gigantes, él es mi cabeza.
If I'm surrounded by sickness, he's my head.
Por enfermedad estoy rodeado, él es mi cabeza.
If I'm surrounded by financial difficulties,
por
he's my head.
Dificultades financieras, él es
I
mi
become
cabeza.
A kingdom person.
Llego a ser un agente de reino.
Where the word of God
donde la palabra de Dios
is over everything my eyes say,
está sobre todo lo que
my
mis
mind
ojos
says,
dicen, o lo que mi mente
my ears
dicen,
hear.
Y lo que mis oídos escuchan.
You with me? We must be these kingdom
tenemos
people.
Que ser esta gente de reino.
Okay, so
está
it is
bien,
he,
entonces,
he's building a
él está
kingdom.
Edificando un reino.
All right. You with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Okay. He's building a kingdom.
Él está edificando un reino.
He's building a people.
Y él está edificando una gente.
His kingdom in a people that want
que
to be.
Ser.
Oh, please hear
no,
that.
Por favor, escuche usted eso.
That want to be his subjects.
Que quieren ser sus súbditos.
He doesn't force himself over
él no se
anybody.
En alguien, o nadie.
I want the voice of God
yo quiero la voz de Dios.
Today if I will hear
hoy,
his voice.
Si yo escuchara su voz,
I want that voice to be my head.
Que sea mi cabeza.
That's the whole thing there.
Esa es toda la cosa ahí.
Okay.
Está bien.
They desire him to be their
que
Lord.
Que él sea su Señor.
They desire him to rule over them.
Que reine sobre de ellos.
You with me? Kingdom, 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 kingdom,
reino,
kingdom.
Reino,
okay.
Está bien.
So this is from the message.
Este es el mensaje.
Church Age book, actually.
Las siete edades de la iglesia, de hecho.
The Revelation of Jesus Christ.
La revelación de Jesucristo.
He says, now I said in this book of Revelation.
Ahora dije en este libro de la revelación.
Is the revelation of Jesus.
En la revelación de Jesús.
And what he is doing.
Y qué es lo que él está haciendo.
What an odd thought.
¿Qué pensamiento
is Jesus
raro?
Doing anything?
¿Está Jesús haciendo
yes,
cosa?
He is.
Sí.
What he is doing
sí, él lo está haciendo,
in the seven church, in the churches for seven ages.
En las iglesias por siete edades.
It's a revelation.
Es una revelación.
Because the disciples themselves didn't know
no sabían
these recorded truths.
Estas verdades grabadas.
It had not been previously revealed to them.
No les se las había sido revelados previamente a ellos.
Oh, guys, there's so much here.
Hay tanto aquí.
What Bible?
¿Qué Biblia?
Did that first church have?
Que la tuvo la primera iglesia.
Did they have the letters of Paul?
Tenían las cartas de Pablo.
Peter.
Pedro.
Did they have the Gospels?
Tenían los Evangelios.
What'd they have, Stephen?
¿Qué tenían, Esteban?
They had the voice of God.
Tenían la voz de Dios.
They had the Spirit of God.
El Espíritu de Dios.
What else did they have?
¿Qué más tenían?
Do you know? ¿Sabe? Listen, I want you to think about something.
Quiero que piense usted acerca de algo.
Whenever God
cuando quiera que sea que Dios
dealt with his man,
dile con su hombre,
and he spoke to them,
y les habló a ellos,
they always heard him and carried out his
todo el tiempo los, escucharon,
his word to them.
Y hicieron lo que su voz les decía a ellos, para ellos.
Abraham,
Abraham,
Isaac,
Isaac,
Jacob,
Jacobo.
That's how God spoke. There was no Bible.
Habló. No había Biblia.
There was no Sunday service.
No había servicio del domingo.
There was no nothing.
No había nada.
It was them and God.
Eran ellos y Dios.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Does Alpha have an Omega to it? Always?
Alpha tiene
Isn't that
omega
the scripture?
No,
wherever there's an Alpha, there has to be an Omega.
Un Alpha tiene que haber un Omega.
Right?
Correcto.
I want you to think about something, and this is something
y esto es algo
that I heard from Brother Alistair Francis,
que escuché del hermano really, Alistair.
Whenever the word became
cuando
written,
quiera que llega, que llegó a ser la palabra escrita,
it becomes a source of debate and argument.
Llega a llegar un recurso de debate
right,
y
Stephen?
Argumento.
Can't
correcto,
you see it?
Steven, ¿lo puedes mirar?
How about the message?
¿Qué del mensaje?
When it became printed.
Cuando llegó a estar en letra.
Greg, can you see that?
Mirar eso, Greg?
The printed word always goes to people's minds and they interpret it according to how they see it.
De acuerdo como ellos la miran.
Okay. Now go back again.
Ahora regrese.
Should we talk kingdom once more?
Hablaríamos reino una vez más.
Okay, God spoke to Abraham.
Dios
did Abraham misinterpret God's word to
Abraham
him?
Malinterpretó la palabra de él.
Did Noah?
Noé lo hizo.
Did Moses?
Moisés lo hizo.
Did Joshua?
Josué.
Every time he spoke
cada vez que él habló,
directly to the people,
directamente a la gente,
it never got misinterpreted or
nunca se malinterpretó
perverted.
O se permitió.
To his seed.
A su semilla.
Whenever it's been written,
cuando quiera que sea que ha sido escrita,
it becomes perverted by us.
Llega a ser pervertida por
okay,
nosotros.
Okay, with me? Do you see what God has to do? Get in this back.
Lo que Dios tenía que hacer?
We have to hear from him personally.
Tenemos que escuchar de él personalmente.
Okay.
Está bien.
So here we are.
So aquí estamos.
The revelation, what is God doing in these days through the seven churches?
¿Qué es lo que Jesús está haciendo en estas siete edades de la
iglesia? Early disciples didn't have a written word. They just followed
los
the Spirit.
Los discípulos de antaño no tenían la palabra escrita.
Okay, and he says, you remember that they came to Jesus in the book of Acts and asked him, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of
Israel?
And he said, it's not for you to know the times of the seasons. Okay, those people were still thinking of Jesus having an earthly kingdom,
teniendo un reino terrenal,
listen, please,
escuche, por favor,
but it was a spiritual kingdom
pero era un reino espiritual
that he was going to build.
El cual él iba a edificar.
What's he doing today?
¿Qué él está haciendo hoy?
Building that spiritual kingdom in me and you.
Edificando un reino espiritual.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
It's a spiritual kingdom that he's building.
El cual él está edificando un reino espiritual.
Here's from the message.
Del mensaje.
Christ the mystery.
Cristo el misterio.
Okay, a man said to me the other day,
un hombre me dijo el otro día,
standing and talking,
parándose y hablando,
what denomination do you belong to?
¿A qué denominación tú perteneces?
None.
Ninguna.
What?
¿Qué?
None.
Ninguna.
I said, I don't belong. I belong to a kingdom.
Yo dije, yo no pertenezco. Yo pertenezco a un reino.
Please, you with me, guys?
Por favor, me entiende.
Okay.
Está bien.
Philip, how real is this to you?
¿Qué tan real es esto para ti, Lilia?
I don't belong to a church. I belong
yo
to
no
a kingdom of God.
A una iglesia.
Right, Brother Greg?
A un reino de Dios,
okay.
¿Correcto?
I belong to a kingdom.
Pertenezco a un reino.
Well, how do you join that?
Pero ¿cómo tú te unes a ellos?
You're born into it.
Tú naces en ello.
And then he goes on.
Y continúa.
We're settled and walk in the Spirit as a love slave.
Estamos ya ahí caminando en el Espíritu, como
there's
un
the
esclavo
kingdom.
De amor.
Okay.
Estamos
I'm skipping a lot.
Eso.
I'm just trying
estoy
to get
saltando.
Through some points I want to make. Okay, today.
Quiero hacer el día de hoy.
Okay, the word properly vindicated
la
is his headship.
Apropiadamente vindicada es la cabeza.
If he's my head,
si eres
I'm his
cabeza,
subject,
yo soy el
there's a kingdom. It's personal.
Hay un reino. Es personal.
Not a church.
No una iglesia,
not a group.
No
it's
grupo,
you and God.
Es usted
period.
Y Dios, punto.
Okay. His own spirit being in the church.
Su propio espíritu estando en la iglesia,
the person.
La persona,
showing forth himself in vindication.
En vindicación.
Is a direct proof to the entire body.
Es la
okay.
Prueba directa de la, toda la Biblia.
I want to get through some things here.
Quiero
I'm going.
Pasar a traerle unas cosas
are you with me? I'm just
usted,
saying.
Tan solo estoy diciendo,
even the prophet said, I don't belong to.
A un profeta dijo,
what do
no,
I belong? I belong
a
to a kingdom.
No, pertenezco a un reino.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
I'm trying to get the importance of what this is to us, and this is our vehicle home, and we will not make it there without it. We have to be in this kingdom. Okay. Then he says, our headship is a kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom.
El reino.
Okay, we are not a denomination.
No somos una denominación.
We belong to a kingdom.
Pertenecemos a un reino.
Please listen to this
por
one.
Favor, escucha esta.
Okay, wake up if you're sleeping.
Despierte, si
we belong
bien.
To a kingdom.
Pertenecemos a un reino.
And the kingdom is the word of God.
Y el reino es la palabra de Dios.
Made spirit.
Hecha espíritu.
Made life.
Hecha vida.
It's the word of God made
es
spirit.
La palabra de Dios
not here
espíritu.
That I can read in my head and
no
argue about.
Pueda,
right?
En mi cabeza y arguir
it's something de, where es, he speaks to me and brings it to
habla,
life.
Y la trae a vida.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Okay.
Está bien.
The kingdom is the word of God made spirit in life.
El reino de Dios es el espíritu de Dios
in
vida.
Your
espíritu y vida.
Own life.
En su propia vida.
So,
entonces,
Marianne, does that speak of something
habla
personal?
Acerca de algo personal, Marianne?
Word
palabra,
made life.
Hecha vida.
Karen, in your life.
En tu vida.
That's the kingdom.
Ese es el reino.
And until that happens, I'm just religious.
Tan solo soy un religioso, una religiosa.
I'm sick of religiosity.
Estoy cansado
I always have
de religiosidad.
Estoy who wants churchianity? They can have it.
Ellos se pueden quedar con
we want to walk with God. Are you with
tenemos
me?
Caminar con Dios. Les
okay.
Se pueden quedar ellos con ello.
The kingdom is the word of
el
God
reino es la palabra de
made
Dios,
spirit and life
espíritu y vida
in your own life
en tu propia vida.
Bringing to pass
trayendo que contesta
every promise
cada
in this day.
En este día.
As it did in the day
día,
when the Word and God was one.
Eran uno.
Wow, that's not heavy.
Eso no está
pesado. Okay, when the Word and God were one.
Cuando la palabra y Dios eran uno.
From the message.
El mensaje.
Future home.
Hogar futuro.
Okay. We're into a place where he's trying to draw us out of physical things.
Fuera de cosas físicas.
Okay, how many years?
¿Cuántos años?
I don't want you to ever think of
no
as sheetrock and carpet así. And lights as a church.
No quiero que piense como paredes y carpetas,
But people's minds have been perverted by a religious spirit. I'm going to church. I'm going to a building. Okay, I'm going to build a bigger building, a fancier building. Oh, and I'm so satisfied. Look at my church. We don't care if the people in there are as dead as a rock, spiritually speaking, right? Do you see how it's gotten perverted? It's his life bringing the word to life in your life. Period. Okay. Now, from the message, Future Home, the Eternal King,
el Rey Eterno,
with the eternal kingdom,
con un reino eterno,
to be baptized into,
para ser bautizada hacia,
to eternal life,
a vida eterna.
Not 7 days,
no, 7 días,
nothing to do,
nada que ver,
with any of days, things,
cualquiera de los días.
That means, oh, it's Sunday, I go to church. Oh,
es domingo, voy a la iglesia.
It's Wednesday, I go to church.
Es miércoles, voy a la iglesia.
Well, the rest of the time, let's have fun.
Bueno, el resto de la
let's do the things that we really enjoy.
Vamos a hacer las cosas que realmente nos gustamos.
You can tell.
Tú puedes decir,
but the real church
pero la verdadera iglesia
really enjoys
realmente se goza
their Savior, their Lord, their
su
God.
Salvador, su Dios.
He is their joy.
Él es su gozo.
He is the rejoicing of their heart.
Él es el gozo de su corazón.
They love the word
aman la palabra
that he speaks.
La que él habla.
They love to listen to him.
Habla escucharlo a él.
Okay, not 7 days.
No 7 días.
Okay. Then he's talking about in the Old Testament.
En el Viejo Testamento,
he goes into Leviticus
entra Levítico,
23, I believe. Or,
23, creo,
and he talks about the feasts.
De las fiestas.
And the last feast
la última fiesta
is the Feast of Tabernacles.
Es la fiesta de los tabernáculos.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And he says it's the eighth day.
Y dice que es el día
everything in Leviticus was typing something
todo el Levítico estaba
the Spirit of God wants to do in this day.
Quiere hacer en este día.
He says it's dice, the eighth day, so it's the Holy Convocation.
El día octavo es la
it's the beginning of something new.
Es el principio de algo nuevo.
Notice there's your holy convocation.
Dese cuenta, ahí está su santa convocación.
Oh, please catch
por favor,
this.
Agarre usted esto.
Not having anything to do with literal
no
things.
No teniendo nada que ver con las cosas literales.
You with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
What did you just say?
¿Qué acabo
nothing
de decir?
Literal.
Nada literal.
Nothing physical.
Nada físico.
Did you just hear what he said? We have to go beyond that.
Tenemos que ir más allá de eso.
Even beyond the written word.
Más allá de la palabra escrita.
Into the word made life in our life.
Hecha vida en nuestras vidas.
It takes us you hearing the voice of God to you, Ron.
Toma a nosotros escuchando la palabra de Dios a ti, Ron.
Taking you
tomándote a ti
back to rule and reign.
A reinar y gobernar.
Is it starting to make sense to us now?
Está comenzando a okay. Tener sentido hoy esto.
Having nothing to do with literal
no
things.
Nada que ver con cosas literales.
Listen,
escuche.
It's beyond
es más allá
that.
Que eso.
Okay?
Está bien.
It's beyond that.
Es más que eso.
It's más allá into
de eso. Es entrar hacia
the kingdom.
El reino.
Ah, there we are.
Ahí nos encontramos.
I've been on this for years and I can't get away from it until we're there. We have to be in this place spiritually. It's into the kingdom of God with eternal life, with the predestinated that never did start. Okay? It never started on any day. Lenore, you wasn't saved on any day. You was always saved.
Tú todo el tiempo estuviste salvo.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus just came to redeem
Jesús
that.
Vino a redimir tan solo eso.
But you were saved from the beginning.
Pero tú estabas salvo desde
that's
el principio.
Ephesians chapter 1.
Ese es Efesios capítulo uno.
Because you had
porque
eternal life, which is God's
vida eterna,
life to begin with.
Lo cual es la vida de Dios para comenzar.
Okay, and we've lived through all these types.
Y vivimos a través de todos estos tipos.
But when you hit the eighth,
pero cuando tú golpeas
you go
el
into
otro,
eternity.
Tú vas hacia eternidad.
Oh, listen to this. Parents, please, for your
eso,
children.
Por favor. Padres,
okay?
Por hijos.
You don't come by laws.
Tú no vienes por leyes.
You don't come by rituals.
No vienes por rituales.
You don't come by orders.
No vienes por órdenes.
You come by predestination.
Tú vienes por predestinación.
Okay.
Está bien.
He's taken us past physical, literal things of this religiosity life
a través de todas
into
cosas,
that walk with him where it's just you and him and the word becomes
él,
life to you.
La palabra llega a estar viva en usted.
We're ending into the seventh church age.
Estamos terminando hacia la séptima edad.
We're entering into that holy convocation.
Estamos entrando hacia esa santa convocación.
Listen to this.
Escucha esto.
We're entering into that
estamos
real
entrando. Hacia esa
genuine
cosa,
eternity.
Hacia eso real, genuina,
oh,
eternidad.
Listen, Pam.
Escucha.
Where the church is called.
A donde la iglesia es llamada.
Where has he called you to?
A donde él le ha llamado
into
a usted que vaya,
eternity.
Hacia eternidad.
Into a realm
hacia una,
where it's the Holy Spirit
campo, donde ahí está
and
el
a word
Santo,
that's made alive
la palabra que es hecha vida,
and life working
vida,
inside of me,
trabajando dentro
making
de mí.
That life come to life in me, where
mí.
I become the life of the Word of God again? Is that the message?
¿Ese es el mensaje?
Lilia, there's the message right
ahí está
there.
El mensaje, Lilia, ahí.
Where the church is called.
Donde la iglesia es
llamada. Listen to this.
¿Escucha usted esto?
Not some station.
No alguna estación.
Not some denomination,
no alguna denominación.
But into eternity with the eternal King.
Pero hacia eternidad, con un rey eterno.
You've passed into eternity.
Tú has pasado hacia la eternidad.
Where you came from.
De donde tú viniste.
We just read it in Ephesians 1:10, didn't we?
De leer en Efesios 1:10.
You were there to begin with.
Usted estaba ahí para comenzar.
I'm going to skip. I want to get into.
Quiero entrar
hacia okay. Ah, go to Hebrews 12.
Vaya Hebreos 12.
Got some notes here I just want to read, okay?
Quiero leer una
remember notas. In Hebrews 3,
en Hebreos 3,
we read that Christ as the son over his own
Cristo
house
hijo sobre su propia
was
casa.
Ahead over a people that believed he was God's son.
Gente que creían que él era el hijo de Dios.
He was building his own house.
Estaba edificando su propia casa.
And those who
en
kept their confidence in the fact that he said he was doing what he's doing what he said he was going to do. So each one of you have to come. Fabio, he's building you up to be his habitation. You are the church. Each one of you. Right? You become the place where he dwells. Jesus was called the tabernacle of God.
Jesús fue llamado el tabernáculo
in
de
Revelation
Dios.
19. The tabernacle of God is with men.
El
but then he's having
está.
A bride who also is the tabernacle of God.
Tener también una novia, la cual es el tabernáculo de
redeemed
él.
And paid for redeemed by our Lord Jesus.
El Señor Jesús.
So his death is not in vain.
Su muerte no fue en vano.
But we are the reason of
pero
his death.
La razón de su
okay.
¿Está bien?
So that was Hebrews that 3.
Hebreos 3.
Here it is in Hebrews 12.
Está en Hebreos 12.
22.
22.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
But
pero,
you are come. 12:22. But you are come to Mount Zion.
Sino que os habéis acercado al monte de Sion.
Unto the city of the living God.
A la ciudad de Dios vivo.
This is a heavenly place.
Este es un lugar celestial.
This is not sheetrock and brick and concrete and
esto
doors
no
and
bien,
steeples
puerta,
and stained glass.
Todo este tipo de cosas y
is it?
¿Vidrios? ¿Lo es?
Isn't that what just the prophet said in Future Home?
Decir, en el lugar futuro,
everything here is spiritual and everything here is supernatural.
Y todo aquí es supernatural.
But you are come to Mount Zion,
pero tú has venido al Monte Zion
under the city of the living God,
la ciudad del Dios vivo,
not Jerusalem over in Israel, but the heavenly Jerusalem,
no Jerusalén allá en Israel, pero la Jerusalén celestial,
to an innumerable company of angels,
a la compañía de muchos millares de ángeles,
to the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn,
a la congregación de los primogénitos,
okay, which are written in heaven,
que están escritos en los cielos,
and to God the judge of all,
a Dios el juez de todos,
and to the spirits of just men made perfect.
A los espíritus, los justos hechos perfectos.
You wouldn't even understand that.
Ni siquiera entenderían eso. ¿Está bien?
My spirit,
mi espíritu,
becomes the channel of the Holy Spirit.
Llega a ser el canal del Espíritu Santo.
My reasoning becomes his reasoning.
Llega a ser su razonamiento.
There, kids. Do you see what God wants to do?
Mira lo que Dios quiere que él hacer.
That your affections become his affections.
Que sus afectos lleguen a ser los afectos de él.
That your consciousness becomes his.
Que su conciencia llegue a ser la conciencia de él.
And everything is a channel of the Holy Spirit.
Llega a ser un right? canal del Espíritu Santo, ¿correcto?
The spirits of just men made perfect.
Los espíritus de justos hechos perfectos.
Okay. And Jesus,
a Jesús,
the mediator of the new covenant.
El mediador del nuevo pacto.
What's the new covenant? I'm going to write my
pacto.
Word in your mind and in your heart.
Mi palabra okay. en tu mente y en tu corazón. ¿Está
to
bien?
The blood of sprinkling.
Y la sangre rociada,
and that speaks better things
que habla mejor
than that of Abel.
Que la de Abel.
See that you refuse not him that speaks.
Mirad que no desechéis al que habla.
Okay. This is what Brother Branham was telling us in the message Future Home. These exact things. You're called into eternity. There's no literal things. Okay, it's a spiritual kingdom. Okay, that is his spiritual city. Okay, this is the heavenly Jerusalem. Galatians chapter 4 says is the mother of us all, right? You were born in your soul from something out of the Spirit of God, the city of the living God where he reigns as king. If he's not your king, you're not going to be there. It's a kingdom he's building. Okay. No literal things.
No cosas literales.
No physical things.
No cosas físicas.
Hebrews 12 is exactly Future Home, brothers and sisters.
Exactamente lo mismo, hermanos.
No church buildings.
No edificios de iglesia.
No man-made anything.
No cosas hechas por el hombre para nada.
How are we there?
¿Cómo estamos ahí?
God takes us there
Dios
by revelation in our souls.
Por revelación en nuestras almas.
But the revelation in our souls
pero la revelación en nuestras
is
almas
so powerful
es tan poderosa
that it goes through
que
our
pasa
souls
a través de nuestras almas,
oof, into our human spirit,
hacia nuestro espíritu humano,
into our reason,
hacia nuestro
into our imagination,
a nuestra imaginación,
into our memory,
hacia nuestra memoria,
into our affection,
y hacia nuestros afectos,
into our conscience,
y nuestra conciencia,
and from there into y de ahí, our bodies.
Hacia nuestros cuerpos.
Because it's going to be so real in my body.
Va a ser tan real en nuestros cuerpos.
In my body. That's how deep it goes.
Así es que tan profundo va.
Okay. Verse 25.
Versículo 25.
See that you refuse not him that speaks.
Mirar que no desestéis al que habla.
Okay.
Está bien.
For if they escape not which him which refused him that spake on earth,
los amonestaba en la tierra,
much more
mucho menos,
shall we not escape if we turn away from
nosotros,
him that speaks from heaven.
Si desechamos al que amonesta desde los cielos.
Now that's what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10.
Es que,
or 12.
En Mateo,
blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, the only thing. Okay.
Santo. ¿Está bien?
So whose voice shook the earth,
la voz del cual conmovió,
but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more will I shake not the earth only, but also
ahora
heaven.
Prometido diciendo aún una vez más, y conmoverá no solamente la tierra, sino también
okay,
el cielo.
Verse 27.
Versículo 27.
Read it out loud with me.
Conmigo.
And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken as things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may be remain. So, please listen. Notice the identifying nature of this voice. From speaking from heaven,
de hablar del cielo,
is a God's voice,
es la voz de
is
Dios.
A shaking voice.
Es una voz que sacude.
What does this voice shake us from?
¿De qué nos sacude esta voz?
Man-made religion, man-made theology, man-made anything.
Hecha por el hombre, teología.
Okay?
Hecha por el hombre.
It shakes us from things that are made.
Nos sacude cosas que son hechas por
what in the world does that mean?
¿Qué eso significa?
Things that are made by man and not God.
Por el hombre y no Dios.
Notice, there has to be a removal of things shaken or made. Isn't this similar to what we read in Hebrews 6? Leave behind, leave behind. Forsaking those things, let's move on, right? We saw those things had to be left to go forward.
All
right. Into what God had for us. Now, here we are at a spiritual place where all things that are made have to be shaken off from us by a voice from heaven. Listen to this, please. I'm done. Only those things that cannot be shaken will remain. What lies ahead of us, brothers and sisters? What lies of kind of trial bringing you to that kingdom person that Abraham was? I have nothing but the Word of God, and I find that to be perfectly sufficient. That's all I need. Joshua, Moses, Noah, right?
Correcto.
And all the rest of them.
Y todo el resto de ellos.
Only those things that cannot be shaken
solo
will remain.
Que no pueden ser movidas, permanecerán.
Now listen to me,
ahora escúchame,
please.
Por favor.
What is the only thing in Scripture that cannot be shaken?
En la escritura que no puede ser sacudida, removida.
Churches will be shaken.
Las iglesias
ministries
serán
will
removidas.
Be shaken.
Ministros serán removidos.
Right?
Correcto.
Our thoughts will be shaken.
Nuestros pensamientos también.
The only thing that cannot be shaken is his kingdom. Are you with me? That's it. This kingdom that we're talking about is the only thing that will endure that cannot be shaken. It's you with your God. It's you hearing his voice. It's that voice having its headship over you. It's that voice breaking open the Word of God. Kingdom.
Reino.
Making that word alive.
Haciendo esa palabra viva.
Making that word live.
Haciendo que viva esa palabra.
Making that word so
haciendo
real.
Esa palabra tan real.
Oh, please.
Oh, por favor.
In your bodies.
En sus cuerpos.
In your bodies, that's what he said.
En sus cuerpos, eso es lo que dice.
Marianne, everything else will be shaken. That's
todo
all we have left.
Marianne será sacudido, será removido.
That's why I've spent so much time on kingdom, kingdom, kingdom.
Tiempo en reino,
so
reino,
read 27. And 28 and 29 out loud with me. And this word, yet once more, signify the removing of those things that are shaking as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved. There you go. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Read 29, for our God is a consuming fire. There you go. You with me? Why do we spend time on kingdom? It's the only thing that's going to stand, brothers and sisters. It's You know, people all through the world, I got a relationship with Jesus.
Oh, tengo una relación con Jesús. Gente a través de todo el mundo.
Well, what does that relationship do?
¿Qué esa relación hace?
What do you hear in that relationship you have with Jesus?
En la relación que tú tienes con Jesús.
Does that relationship with Jesus say, oh, I love you, honey, just the way you are?
Esa relación con Jesús te dice, oh, te amo, cariño, así como tú eres.
Huh? It's, yeah, it does. He loves us just the way. But he's not going to leave us that way. There's the difference. I got something for you. I'm going to keep giving to you and giving to you. And I'm going to remove you from all religiosity into the Spirit of the living God, living in His Word, making it come to life in your life. That's the kingdom. He's your king. You're his subject by your choice to give him his place. You understand? Stature of perfect man. We read this, just you know. Verse 8 through 11, 2 Peter 1.
Segunda de Pedro 1.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
If these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Fruto en el conocimiento de nuestro Señor Jesús.
Okay. That's us.
Esos somos nosotros.
In coming to the stature of a perfect man. Yes, Brother Russ.
Sí, hermano Russ.
Please, come on up.
Thank you. In 2010, I lived down in South Carolina, and the reason I lived there was to get away from people from our church, and especially my in-laws.
It
says right here, February 93, that's when I had gotten saved. But I did not like the people in my church anymore because of the splits that we had, and I didn't like my in-laws whatsoever. But here I was, a Bible reader. I knew that the Word said to not let anger go down, your anger, you know, sun go down in your anger. So here was the written word. I was in Bible school. I was teaching in different churches. But yet the word wasn't real. Okay, so I drove into my driveway, and I heard a voice, the one that's talking about the kingdom. And he said, move to Minnesota and take care of your father-in-law. In 1 second, all that bitterness was gone.
Amen.
When the word was revealed, then it became alive. And so then in 2016, I was sitting in my living room, again, having been reading this word, but still didn't understand, still had the Catholic, the Baptist, the charismatic theology. And a voice came in the room and put me in the floor and told me some things that immediately showed me that the message was real. And here it is, that was 2016 to 2025. And I've talked to some of you in here, but I talked to Brother Don, one of our nurses, a little bit once in a while, and a little bit with my best friend. And out of everybody in the whole world, it's the only people that I have constant communication with, but it's because something's been revealed. I know thousands of people that I can talk to and read the word with, but until that quickening comes, until it's revealed, you know, and Brother Don sent me some stuff last night, and then I read it this morning and went back, and it just, it opened up again, and that's what I realized is, without this opening up, it's just reading a book. It's just like golfing or boating or going to the cabin or whatever we do. It's just another piece of the natural life. It's only when it was revealed that it became real. That's how that hatred for people left my heart, even though I was preaching the gospel, but I was preaching it under an Antichrist anointing. And so in 2016, when I asked the Lord, I go, why did you let me for 22 years teach the Bible the way my heart was? And it was very clear, and he said, if I wouldn't have let you see the Antichrist side of it, the false side of it, you wouldn't have believed it when I opened up the real. So that's why I come in fellowship with you on Sunday morning, not because I'm obligated, not because of something I owe God. It's a desire. You're the only family I got that believes in a revealed word, that doesn't just sit around and read it and then tell me what do you think and what do you think and what do you think. As my son would say, you don't have a thought coming. Mm-hmm. And I don't want a thought coming anymore. Amen. I mean, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I want to be right with God, and I want to believe what he said. And so I just wanted to just encourage with what you're talking about.
Thank
that
you,
has really spoke to my heart.
Thank you. That's a kingdom, isn't it, brother? Please, what did we just read? It's the only thing that's not going to be shaken. Do you know that? Kids, message rules will be shaken. Churches will be shaken. Ministries will be shaken. Pastors will be shaken. It's you in the kingdom of God is the only thing that's going to overcome and stand through everything. You have to have that. We have to be in. Okay? And believe me again, it has to come off the ink. It has to come inside.
Tiene que venir dentro.
He has to speak.
Tiene que hablar.
We have to hear the voice from heaven.
Escuchar la voz del cielo.
It has to set us free.
Tiene que liberarnos
to hear him.
Para escucharlo a él.
There's the kingdom.
Ahí está.
You with me?
¿Está usted conmigo? ¿Me
Is tiene? It making sense now?
¿Está haciendo sentido ahora?
Sister Karen?
Hermana Karen.
Brother Greg.
Hermano Greg.
They're facing challenges right now.
Están
they don't know.
Retos ahorita mismo.
Science would like to cripple you.
La ciencia le gustaría discapacitarlos
a ustedes. The enemy would like to cripple you.
Al cual le gustaría discapacitarlos,
right?
¿Correcto?
Don't let him do that.
No,
you're kingdom people.
Estos son gente de reino.
You will take the same stand.
Se pararán.
Right?
Igual.
That Abraham.
Que Abraham.
And Noah.
Y Noé.
And Moses.
Y Moisés.
And Joshua.
Y José.
And Caleb.
Y Caleb.
I have the word.
Tengo la palabra.
That's all I need.
Es todo lo que yo necesito.
And we find that to be enough.
Nos damos cuenta.
Brother Greg, have you been anointed with oil?
¿Has sido ungido con aceite, hermano?
Would you come up and let's pray for our brother? Hermano? He's had something happen. And
¿le pasó algo?
They had a biopsy done, but we don't know what that biopsy, but we know what God says.
Amen.
So quite frankly, we don't care what the words,
realmente,
what this world says. Would you come up with me? It says, they shall end. Now listen, do you remember, because it's in the future home, I love this. Every one of you have the right to baptize. That's what he said, right in that message. Go look for it. Every one of you have the right to lay hands on the sick. It says, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Okay. Now, we know Brother Greg is a man of faith. And so we join our faith with his faith and come in obedience to the word. Is any of you sick? Let him come. Anoint him with oil. So we're doing it in obedience to the word of God. Are you with me? Amen. Come on up, Brother Russ. Yeah. Russ, I'm going to oil. I'm going to anoint you. Pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Father, reveal now in Greg and in his body the truth.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. Yes. Okay. Stephen, come pray. Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we just pray for our dear brother Juan.
Thank you, Lord.
Would you meet his needs?
Thank you, Jesus.
We'll be of the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. The resurrection.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we have it, Lord. Not in. There's no stipulations on limitations of your spirit in our bodies, Lord, to quicken. Lord, you, when you said heal, you didn't say partial healing. You said complete healing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet, Lord, you inspired me to say, Lord, that picture of your
Thank
stripes,
you, Jesus.
We do not tear that up. Lord, but we accept that it's done for Brother Greg and for Brother Juan. Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Heal our dear brother, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
At the bottom of his feet, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we rebuke you, Satan.
Amen.
You can only lose and God get all the glory.
Amen.
It's finished. It's over.
Amen.
These brothers are not your property. They're God's property. And we evict you in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else need prayer for anything? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Absolutely. Brother Greg, can I ask you to pray?
Sure. Gracious Lord. We're so thankful that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your word is true, Lord. It doesn't fall to the ground, Lord. We're so thankful, Lord, that word that you have sent it.
Thank you,
Jesus.
And it
will accomplish that thing which pleases you, Lord. It will prosper where you have sent it. Lord, I just pray you touch my dear wife. Touch her bodies. Make her everywhere whole, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your redemptive work. To you be the glory, Lord. We claim it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Even this, even in these things. Colossians chapter 1. Giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who delivered us, just now, from the power of darkness. He delivered us, okay, and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Don't you love him?
Amen.
We're kingdom. We don't belong to a church. We belong to a kingdom.
No pertenecemos a la iglesia, pertenecemos a un reino. Somos reino.
And the Lord Jesus Christ is our King.
Y el Señor Jesucristo es nuestro Rey.
And he is here
está aquí.
Not only to open the word,
no tan solo para abrir la palabra,
but through the opening of the word to us individually,
de su palabra,
you are becoming the word.
Ustedes están llegando a ser la palabra.
We are becoming the word. That's what
Estamos
he said.
Llegando a ser la palabra.
Musicians, would you come?
Podrían venir.
It's the only thing that's going to stand, brothers and sisters, is this kingdom, his kingdom. That's it.
Reino, eso es todo.
Wherefore receiving a kingdom
que, recibiendo un reino,
that cannot be moved.
Que no puede ser removido.
It's nice to have you both. Play. I love you both. Thank you so much. All right. Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
We're going to sing to him out of the confession of our own hearts. He's more than enough, okay? Would you stand with me? Jehovah Jireh, my provider. There you go. Sing it to him in faith. Mean every word you utter out of your mouth. You're more than enough for me. Amen. Jehovah Rapha, you're my healer. By your stripes. It's the truth. Sing that last chorus again, you to him. Sing to him in faith, you're more than enough. You're more than enough. More than enough. More than enough for me.
Bringing us closer and closer to you. our story, O Lord. Thank you. Thank you for everything, Father. What a great God you are.
Amen. Amen.
Nothing can compare, Father.
Yes.
There are no words sometimes to express it.
Amen. God bless you all.